What a powerful name it is. The the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of
What a joy to see little Nicolette. You know, it's especially a joy because I listened to her and I remember when she was a little baby. She's been here all the time from a baby. And look at the wonderful young lady that she's grown to be. And praising the Lord with her talents. I tell you, we have to keep lifting up our young people in prayer every day. But I tell you, the future looks bright. The future looks bright. Thank you, Nicolette. You certainly blessed us today. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, how wonderful you are. You bless us, bless our hearts with joy. You give us a glimpse here and there of heaven, of what's to come. We enjoy your presence. Your word tells us that where two or three are gathered in your name, you'll always be there. Thank you for your presence with us today. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll speak to our hearts, and may your message for us today be clear. Use even me, Lord, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O God, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. As we all know, this coming Thursday, we will celebrate Thanksgiving Day with wonderful feasts of turkey and pies and family and laughter. But I wonder how many of us will take a special time out to say thanks for blessings bestowed upon us. Many of us are so busy that we have not stopped to realize how blessed we are. One man said he did not realize how blessed he was until he had to pay taxes on it. Well, for those of us who will remember to give God thanks, let us be aware that Thanksgiving Day is not the only time we ought to be mindful of God's goodness toward us. So let us therefore, even after the turkey has been devoured, continue in an attitude of gratitude and thankfulness. In Psalm 103, which we read this morning, David pours out his heart with praises unto God for his loving kindness and his tender mercies. It's very easy for us when we pray to ask God for things. Please help me find a job. Please take away this pain or this burden. Please, Lord, help me to meet my bills this month. Lord, help my children. But do we remember to say, thank you, Lord, for I was sick and you made me well. I had no job and you provided one for me. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you have bestowed upon me. Thank you that I'm able to pay my bills. Thank you, Lord, that my children are safe in their right mind. Thank you, Lord, that there is food on the table. Thank you that you have kept your word and you have never left me nor forsaken me. Verse 1 of Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And this first verse calls us to lift up praises to God with all our heart for his unspeakable goodness, mercy, and grace toward us. We should put our whole heart, our whole being, into praising the Lord, remembering all his benefits. Count your blessings. Name them one by one, the songwriter says. Count your blessings, see what God has done. And so as we consider our blessings, let us first look up. Look up to God and give him thanks and praise, for he forgiveth all thine iniquities. Look up and give thanks, for he alone offers forgiveness of all your sins. Stop and think for a moment of the last time you were very sick. You felt like you were going to die, and you pleaded to the Lord to help you. And some of you might even have promised the Lord that if he saved your life, you will serve him forever. The Lord, by his mercy and grace, spared you, and you did not even bow your head to say, thank you, Lord. Once you felt better, it was business as usual. Well, my friend, if you think you got one over on God, you think again. Because the Lord knew what you would do even before you were born. So be careful what seed you sow, for whatever you sow. Hello. So that shall you also reap. Remember that God holds the future in the palm of his hands. Don't play games with God. You will certainly lose. It is he who healeth all thy diseases. So first of all, we ought to look up and give thanks. For verse 4 of Psalm 103 says, he redeemeth thy life from destruction. Many of us can truly say today that if it were not for the gracious hand of God upon our lives, we would probably either be dead, in prison, or totally destroyed and homeless somewhere. And were it not for the shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross, we would all be lost forever. Verse 4 says, he crowneth us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Yes, he crowns us because he has made us princes and princesses. For the king has adopted us into his family as sons and daughters of his. Romans 8:16 says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joined heirs with Christ. So look up. Look up and give thanks unto the Lord for his marvelous grace toward us. The story is told of two friends who bumped into each other on the street one day. One of them looked quite distressed, almost on the verge of tears. And his friend asked, "What has the world done to you, my old friend?" And the sad fellow said, "Let me tell you, 3 weeks ago, my uncle died and left me $40,000. "That's a lot of money," said his friends. "2 weeks ago, a cousin I never knew died and left me $85,000 free and clear." "Sounds like you've been blessed," he said. "You don't understand," he interrupted. "Last week, my great aunt passed away. I inherited almost $250,000. Now he was really confused. "Then why do you look so glum?" "This week, nothing." God has blessed some of us so much that we start feeling that we are entitled to it. We become ungrateful and insensitive to his gracious hand upon our lives. And many of us never think of paying it forward. If God blesses you, bless someone else. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Bless someone else." Look up and be thankful. Verse 5 says, "He satisfieth thy mouth with good things." The turkey, the ham, the goat, the rice and peas, the potato pudding, the sorrel. All of this God has provided for us to enjoy. Give thanks, for he renews our youth like the eagles. The eagle, which remains strong through its long life. Day by day, he gives us the strength to carry on. Isaiah says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." Psalm 103 verse 6 says, "The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed." David praises the Lord because he is altogether righteous and stands ready to lift up those who are caught in the dumps of depression. When things get rough, don't get depressed, for you're not alone. God stands ready to help you out of your situation and set you on your feet again. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." And David proclaimed in Psalm 121 verse 1, he said, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth." So first and foremost, we must look up and be thankful to God. For as David reminds us in verse 8, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy." And secondly, we must look around. Look around and be thankful for those who have been good to us. Those who have brought you cheer. Those who have reached out to you in your time of need. Those who continually pray for you. Remember your parents with gratitude for the sacrifices they made for you, and give thanks. Remember your children and the joy they have brought to you, and be thankful. Remember friends who have been there for you through thick and thin. Remember teachers who have gone the extra mile to help you succeed. My father has gone home to be with the Lord. But he was delightfully impacted on his 90th birthday by a gentleman who heard of his birthday celebration get together and came to surprise him. You see, my father was a school principal who some 60 years prior had seen great potential in a young man in elementary school. He took him under his wing, so to speak, and gave him guidance and encouragement. That little boy grew up to be Dr. Clark, Dean of Nova University, who never forgot the kindness shown to him by my father. So he found him on his 90th birthday to say, "Thank you." No words could express the joy my father felt, just knowing that his efforts were fruitful and appreciated. Look around. Find someone who has done something for you and say thank you. You'll make their day. As children growing up, we had family devotions every single morning after breakfast. And one of the things I remember my parents always praying for are all those less fortunate than ourselves. All those who have found themselves in unfortunate circumstances. We have all noticed, I'm sure, the increase in homeless people on the streets. But because we lived in a house, we thought of the difficulties of those who had no home. We had food, but we remembered those who were hungry. We had clothes, but we remembered those who had none. And I remember when, as a child, we prepared little decorated boxes of eggs and other gifts at Easter time and took them to the hospital to give to patients so they would know that they were not forgotten. We have a lot to be thankful for. It is said that a high percentage of Americans are no more than one or two paychecks away from homelessness. Look around and be thankful and lend a helping hand to someone in need. One Sunday after church, my wife and I stopped at the supermarket to buy a few things. The young lady at the cash register was very polite and helpful, so much so that my wife whispered to me, "What a nice girl." Then after we paid the bill, my wife said to her, "You are so kind and polite, so why don't you have lunch on me today? Here's $5 for yourself." The young lady's mouth dropped open as if it were a $100 bill. Look around. Be grateful. Make someone's day a happier one. Show your gratitude to your pastor, your church brother and sister. Follow the Lord's example of thankfulness. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, the Lord Jesus said, it says, "The Lord Jesus, the same night when he was betrayed, took bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it, saying, 'Take, eat. This is my body broken for you.'" Let us be thankful, even as Christ himself was thankful. Thanksgiving Day will come and will go, but our attitude of gratitude must remain with us all year. And so thirdly, look ahead. Look up, look around, and look ahead. Look ahead with a thankful heart. Thankful that what he's already done for you will bring you more abundant life. Thankful for what the Lord will do for you. Thankful that he's gone to prepare a place for you and that he will come again and receive you unto himself. That where he is, there you will be also. Verse 10 of Psalm 103 says, "For he has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities." You see, my friends, we deserve death. That's what we deserve. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." As we look ahead, Let us not do so with fear for what tomorrow may bring. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. His benefits include not only daily food and health and family and friends, but also sins forgiven through the shed blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we look ahead, let us be thankful for God's love and grace. We have received the benefit of salvation by faith in Jesus Christ, and the benefit in this country of the freedom to worship. So let us also keep in our prayers those who have to worship in hiding for fear of persecution. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Look ahead and be thankful. One day a poor boy was selling goods door to door to pay his way through school. He found himself with only a dime left, and he was really hungry. He decided that he would ask for a meal at the next door. However, he lost his nerve and asked the woman who opened the door instead for a drink of water. She thought he looked kind of hungry, so she brought him a tall glass of milk instead. He drank it slowly and then asked, "How much do I owe you?" "You don't owe me anything," she replied. "My mother taught me never to accept pay for a kind deed." "Then I thank you from the bottom of my heart," he said. As he left the house, he not only felt stronger physically, but his faith in God and man was stronger also. You see, he had been at that point of being ready to give up and quit. Many years later, that same young woman became critically ill. The local doctors were baffled, so they sent her to the big city, where specialists were called in to diagnose and treat her rare disease. Dr. Howard Kelly was called in for the consultation. When he heard the name of the town she came from, a strange light filled his eyes. He rose and went to her room immediately and did all he could to save her. After a long struggle, the battle was won. Dr. Kelly then requested that the billing office send him the bill for his approval. He looked at it and wrote something on the edge of it, and the bill was sent to her room. She feared to open it, for she was sure it would take her the rest of her life to pay it off. Then she noticed these words written on the side, "Paid in full with a glass of milk." Amen. Tears of joy flooded her eyes as her happy heart prayed, "Thank you, God, that your love was spread abroad through human hearts and minds and hands." You never know. You never know what fruit you or a loved one will reap from the seeds of kindness you sow today. Paid in full with a glass of milk. My friends, your debt too was paid in full. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. He died so that we might live, that we might be redeemed by his precious blood, that we might inherit everlasting life in heaven with him. My friends, there is no other way by which you can be saved but through Jesus Christ. Romans 3:23 tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You cannot do enough good deeds to earn your salvation. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. It is a free gift, free gift from God to all who will receive it through faith in Jesus Christ. And so John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so if you're here today and you have never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and be Lord of your life, today you have the opportunity to do so. Let me invite you to come to Jesus today. Come as you are. Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And repentance means making a complete turnaround from going down the wrong way, the wrong path in life, to turning around, making a conscious decision to follow the path the Lord has laid out for your life. Only Jesus alone can save you. No one else. Acts 4:12 says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is none other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. What is your response to looking up, looking around, and looking ahead with a heart of thanksgiving? Enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Perhaps today you have decided to follow Jesus. You may not until now have realized how much God has blessed you, and from now on you want to commit to be more thankful. Or perhaps you are saved and you have been attending services here for some time. Maybe today you will make a decision to join the Lauderhill Baptist Church family in working for the Lord to make a difference for him in this community. However the Holy Spirit speaks to you, I invite you to step out from your seat and make your way down this aisle and make this a new beginning in your life. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? This is your opportunity today. I invite you to come during the singing of the invitational hymn. But first, let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your love for us. Because you're a love that is an agape love. An unconditional love. A love that never fails. A love that never ends. A love that's even beyond our human understanding. Because your word tells us that for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank you for that love, Lord. And now, Father, I lift up anyone within the sound of my voice who needs today to receive salvation through putting their trust in you. Lord, give them wisdom to know that this is what they must do before it's too late. Give them courage to step out today and receive forgiveness of their sins and life everlasting. We wait upon you now, Lord, and we give you all praise and glory as we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Our hymn of invitation is number 136. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you been to